Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Boom. I believe in miracles.
That's what we're going to need.
Yes, sir.
That's what we're going to need.
You don't need a miracle this weekend.
Not this weekend.
Yeah.
Not this weekend.
You just need a, you got to play better.
You just need a.
Play better.
You just need a better performance.
Need to play better, man.
What'd you say, Bo?
Play better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
13-30. We'll get to a college football corner coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. The back page with Bo. A follow-up on yesterday's I-Team report on whether or not Mike McDaniel is actually driving by the Buffalo Bills bar. We've gotten to the bottom of it. We'll get there in about 45 minutes, and we'll get to an NFL no huddle in just a minute as well.
You sat with your wife. Y'all watched the show before, right? And she's watching. You're like, oh, man. But you sat there, and you watch it, and you get caught.
Caught what?
Caught just like just sitting there watching it all the way into it.
You accidentally get into it?
Yeah, dog. My wife was watching this show, All Her Fault.
Okay.
It's on Peacock, I think it is. Whatever. And so I'm watching it. So she's watching the first episode. So I'm watching, just sitting there. Because she very rarely does she watch the TV. She just watches everything on her phone. So I'm sitting there watching it. It's like, oh, pretty good. Okay. It's all right. Kept me, and this was the day before yesterday. And so it kept me intrigued a little bit.
Okay.
So I sat there watched the second episode. I'm like, oh, damn, all right. So it's about 9:30. So I'm like, yeah, okay. You want to watch another one? So I'm three episodes in.
You love an episode show, though.
Yeah.
Like you love a series.
Yes. Yeah, so like I'll watch the third one.
You get hooked quick on
yes,
these
things. Yes, I do. I'll watch the third one with it, right? So I'm just like, all right. It's like 10:25.
Ooh, that's when you're starting to push it.
I'm like,
am I willing to be tired tomorrow on behalf of this show?
She's like, I'm going to bed. I said, I'll be up in a minute. I'm going to make sure all the doors are locked and everything. I sit down and watch another episode.
Solo?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so when I got home yesterday, just finished watching the last four episodes. What a show, man. Dude, what a show.
That's amazing.
What a damn show. I mean, just like, it just grabbed me.
Yeah.
And sucked me in. I was like, damn, this is pretty good.
Did she didn't mind that you just went rogue?
Yeah, well, I kind of told her this morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because she was like, because you know, like on the Xfinity, whenever you like, it shows all the previous things you watch and all eight episodes show up on it.
Oh, yeah, then they'll know.
Eventually know. So,
they'll know.
Yeah.
No, I had that one time.
Yeah, my bad.
I didn't realize we were co-watching the Sopranos.
Yeah.
But I guess we were.
Yeah.
And then I went on a run. Like, this was back when I was working at night. I had days free, no kids.
Yeah.
I went on a run. I watched like seven episodes in a day.
Right.
And those are hour-long episodes.
Yes, they are.
I didn't do anything that day. And then she was like, oh, hey, let's watch the Sopranos. And I was like, all right. and it told on me. Like, yep. I said, wait, well, you did. How far ahead are you? And I was like,
two seasons?
That's the closest I've come to cheating on her. Like, she's so furious. As if I did, really. She was like, you cheated on me with Tony Soprano.
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, I guess I didn't.
That does happen.
I didn't realize that that was ours. She said, what do you mean? We watched the first two seasons together.
Yeah, man.
I was like, oh, my bad. I didn't understand. But now I understand.
Oh, okay. We're going to get into NFL no huddle. But I got to give, and he's my main man, J. Rutt, right? J. Rutt's my man, even though he is a damn gator. But he is my man.
Who is this?
John Rutledge.
Oh, okay. Linebacker.
That's my man right there. So he just texted me, and he is in the car with his lovely lady. It's her birthday today. Man, Randy, can you do me a shout out? You lucky I like you. Takiya. So happy birthday to Kia from J. Rutt, your man, who is asking the Bulldog to give you a shout out. So J. Rutt, you got to wear that T-shirt that you promised me that says dogs on it, and then we're even.
Yeah, I mean, you guys won the game.
Yeah, we won the game. So now J. Rutt, you owe me.
Simple as
you
that.
You owe me right there. No, because you know what that means, right? She's got your girl just got a shout out. You know what that means?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Radio shout out.
Oh,
it's as good as it gets,
yeah,
right there,
yeah, dog.
That's the number one of the top two reasons to get into radio.
You know how much action give we done got, guys, because of that.
Oh, absolutely,
yeah, dog.
Yeah, either shout outs or just like we've always said, just set the mood, put on the podcast.
Yeah,
subscribe to the Andy and Randy podcast. Just a little candlelight, a little homemade dinner.
We get you laid.
Put on the Off the Cuff podcast. Yeah. It'll be no time.
Yep.
No time flat. We
get the loving going.
That's right. It's the sexiest sports radio show in America.
Damn right.
We're not lying.
And we got the kids to back us up.
We've created.
We got the offspring.
We've created so many humans. We've created more humans since the show started than the Falcons have played playoff games.
At least the offensive football team.
Damn. Damn, that's bad. No, it ain't bad because we got Beaufort Babies.
Yeah, and we got laid doing it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. At least we got fun doing it.
All right. Let's
damn.
Let's get to an NFL no huddle. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing as a solid to the Falcons fans who were with us that first hour. We're not going to talk about the Falcons in the NFL no huddle.
There we go.
There's nothing to say. Here's Mike Tomlin talking about Aaron Rodgers.
I'm not going to, you know, chalk it up to an off night, but there are no long-term concerns. I'm just not going to allow your words to be my words. That's all. Sunday night was what it was. Yeah. But I have no long-term reservations about his ability to play the position and play the position at a high level for us.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously the right thing for the head coach to say. Well handled. I understand why the question would be asked about Aaron Rodgers' physical ability right now, because we said it on Tuesday when or Monday when we reacted to that game a little bit. He looked old, man.
He didn't play well.
He looked old.
He didn't play well.
He wasn't moving good. He was just, he didn't play well, but also didn't play well and looked kind of, I don't know, kind of elderly while doing it.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, you know, he's been playing okay. I mean, he's been doing what they've asked him to do.
Oh, and that's what it was different.
They can't run the football consistent, you know, and I don't, you know, and they got to find somebody outside of DK Metcalf for him to throw the ball to. You know, they got three good tight ends, in my opinion. They don't use them well enough. But, yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing with Pittsburgh is that we kept mentioning that even though they were 2 and 3 games up in the division, that Baltimore was still a favorite.
Felt like fool's gold.
You know, and that's what it felt like. And so, you know, for them to have – because they had a nice win before this. And we were like, oh, that's the win they needed because Baltimore's coming.
Well, their defense played incredible.
And then you go out to San Diego – I mean, I'm sorry, to L.A. to a beat-up-ass Charger team, and you lose.
Yep.
Thoroughly. And so, yeah, Mike T, you know, if this doesn't go right, I just think Mike T is about, you know, time for Mike T to maybe go somewhere else.
Interesting.
I just think so.
Huh.
Maybe.
Well, see how things all play out in a number of different cities, but I think that he'd be welcome a few places.
Yeah.
You know, like if he was available.
Yeah.
And he had a job opening or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
It wouldn't be here.
Oh.
No.
Why not?
Because he's not going to take over Ra.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
relationships.
Yep. He's not going to do that.
Well, cross him off then.
Yeah, not gonna
all right, Jameis Winston is going to play quarterback.
Way to go, Jameis!
We got what we wanted.
When do we get the first press conference? Because starting quarterbacks used to meet on Thursday, right?
Yeah, he's got to talk to the press tomorrow, right?
Yeah, man.
That's great.
I just prayed for this moment. Not praying for him to get a head injury. Just prayed that in my head that I would get an opportunity to go out there and help this team win football games.
To get ahead.
Yeah, you know, and
I can be the head of the snake.
This is Jackson's job.
And you know what the snake represents.
He put his body and life on the line for this city.
I can deliver us from evil.
Yes.
And pick sixes.
I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes.
That's it.
Now, since he's prayed that, the Lord has.
Yes.
Now, he also hadn't played yet.
Yes.
So we'll see if the Lord continues to deliver him from pick sixes on Sunday.
I can't wait.
Who do they play?
I said, are you strong? They said, I'm strong. Are you strong? I said, we're strong.
They're home against the Packers.
They play the Packers?
Oh, there's some pick six opportunities.
Yeah, there's a couple guys coming for him.
The Packers, and you're talking about need a bounce back, get right.
Yeah,
Packers.
That's true.
The Packers.
At the same time, you were telling me somebody was writing about Matt LaFleur coaching for his job
yesterday. Somebody said Matt LaFleur. This man.
I'll tell you what doesn't help if you're coaching for your job is to get diced up by Jameis.
Yeah, man. But I'm just the Packers got some issues offensive. Their line is beat up. They can't block. They barely run the football. And all Jordan Love's weapons are hurt. Mm-hmm. You know, and so I mean they're gonna have some damn issues. When I saw Matt, I'm like Matt LaFleur coaching for his job.
Yeah, different standards. Really? Different standards, different organizations,
really?
I guess, huh?
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Huh. I didn't.
That's all the.
I wouldn't have thought that either, but I don't know. We talked about this, speaking of the Giants and their job being open and all that. Bill Belichick's name was brought up yesterday as a potential there. Here's Bill Belichick addressing that.
I've been down this road before. I'm focused on Wake Forest. That's it. And that's my commitment to this team.
What a weird.
And next week it'll be to our next opponent and so forth. But, you know, I'm here to do the best I can for this team.
It's weird, man, that people would ask him that, you know, but I think.
No, it's not weird that he's being asked about the Giants job. It's weird that his answer is, I'm focused on Wake Forest.
Yeah.
Because it's still weird that Bill Belichick is the head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels.
They're playing better, man.
Sure.
They are. They're playing better.
Wasn't much room for doubt. Yeah, but I know what you're saying.
They're playing better. Yeah. I mean, we mentioned it yesterday. We understand he has a deep relationship with the Giants organization. Obviously, all the great things he did there as a defensive coordinator. But he ain't doing good at Carolina enough to get a job, right?
Well, I mean, he doesn't get the job with the Giants because of what he did at Carolina,
right?
Right.
I mean, right.
Look what he did there. He's doing worse there than Mac Brown was doing there. Mac Brown was winning six games at least a lot of those seasons. I don't know. If not now, never, pretty much. Like, because there's only so many places that would hire him anyway in the NFL.
Right.
Like, that seems like one of them with his history and all that. But they're going to, if they don't hire him, it's going to be a couple years before that job's open again. And he's not young.
No.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did we mention this about Travis Hunter?
No.
Oh, yeah. This sucks, man.
Because
he got hurt in practice, it sounded like, last week. And so he's going to miss the season. Have to repair his LCL.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does.
What's that one?
That's the lateral ligament.
Okay.
Yeah. Storm Norton for the Falcons. Nobody said Raheem said he's going to go back on IR.
Yeah.
Said that Diablo is day-to-day and also Bergeron day-to-day.
Day-to-day is good.
Yes, but meaning probably next week.
But still, Diablo. Though.
Yes,
like, you know.
That's what he's hoping for. And I just saw this. Marvin Harrison had an appendectomy.
Huh.
Yeah, so he's going to be out this weekend.
That's interesting. They just take it out and you're good.
Yeah.
What do we even have him for?
Is there certain body parts that I ask, what do you need for?
What else?
Like,
what
are the other ones? That's one
appendix,
of them.
Appendix, yeah.
Yeah. A spleen?
Spleen.
Yeah, what do I need a spleen for?
Yeah, what's that do?
I'm sure it does something helpful, but people get it taken out all the time. Nothing happens to them.
You got one of these things that connects like your upper lip to your gums?
Yeah.
There's like a little thing there. What's that for?
To hold your gum to your lip.
Hold it together?
Yeah.
It's like a staple?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure of that.
It's like if that wasn't there, because all it ever does is get like cut or like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, but
bite an apple.
Now I've seen some stuff go through there. Now I saw like teammates with like we had one guy. I think he bit a hole through his like damn near bit his nose off.
Oh,
yeah, it just like he crunched down.
So maybe that thing
and, like,
protected
he, like,
him.
Yeah, I think it did. But I'm saying like he bit so far over his lip and then he bit his damn chunk out of his nose.
Jeez.
Yeah, no, it was like
I've heard of people being able to touch their tongue to their nose. I never heard anybody being able to bite their nose.
I don't want to meet nobody who tongue could touch their nose.
Not, I mean, speak for yourself. That used to be one of my main criteria.
Oh, Lord.
All right, we'll get to a college football corner after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Noon out.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We're brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. An update on Mike McDaniel. His whereabouts post-game.
Because it's him.
On Sunday. Yes, it seemed like probably we know where he was after the game. Obviously, as we get ready for Saturday and the big slate of college football games, I know game day is where they are. I think the biggest game is Texas and Georgia in Athens, and we'll get to that throughout the segment here and the week. Of course, there's a ton of really good NFL games on Sunday, too.
Yeah.
Like, this might be the best NFL Sunday that we've had all season, just looking at, you got the Bucks and the Bills.
Where's that at?
That is in Buffalo.
Okay.
You got the Seahawks and the Rams, both 7-2.
Is that Sunday night?
In LA. That's not.
Oh, it's a four o'clock game.
That's how good the weekend is. It's not the Sunday night game. Seattle and the Rams. You've got the Chiefs and the Broncos.
Yes.
That's a 4:25 game.
Yep.
And then the Lions and the Eagles. That's the Sunday night game.
Oh, man.
Like, that's a great day.
Yeah, man. And then you look at it from like where the lines are. I mean, I think Dan's going to give play calling back to the old boy, but I think it was more or less, this is how I want you to do it. I'm going to show you what I want.
Huh.
He did it to Ben Johnson.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to show you how I want it.
Why doesn't he just do it then?
You see this guy, zero, give him the damn ball. You see that guy that wears number 9?
Yeah.
Give him the damn ball. Ain't no plays. It's a box with that guy. Call that play for him. I'll give a damn what they're going to run out there. Give it to him, and we'll see what happens. And that's what happened.
Yeah, and they did it.
Yeah.
He had to take it from him publicly, though, to do that?
Well, at least he didn't score. He was, like, real nice with it. You know, I just want to try something different.
Okay.
I've done it before, which he has.
Yeah, right, right.
Which he has.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the cachet now and the track record to be able to do stuff like that. But it's always wild when it does rise to the level of, all right, we're going to do this publicly.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it for a weekend. Look how I did it.
Yeah.
44 points.
Yes.
Just do that like I did. And then, or was it 42? Whatever. We scored more than 40.
Yep.
And now I trust you to take over the reins. All right. As for the college football Saturday, they had the second edition of the college football playoff rankings last night. Like we say every single week, get as mad about them as you want or not. They will change. They are not the final rankings, and a lot of things will continue to play out.
What's the biggest big mad? Is it the Texas A&M thing?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. Which, again, like, you know, they've got a couple really big games coming up.
Yeah.
And if they win them, then they'll probably end up being the number one team.
It's a possibility.
I mean, they've got Texas, final game of the season at Texas, and then they would be in the SEC championship game. If you go undefeated and win the SEC championship,
you don't have more
pretty
seed.
Good chance you'll be number one.
it's a good chance.
Again, Ohio State is really good.
They are very good. And Indiana's very good.
And if Ohio State goes undefeated and wins the Big Ten championship, that means they beat Indiana, so they'll probably actually be number one.
And then, yeah. And I think whoever wins the winner of the SEC will be number two.
Mm-hmm.
And then the winner of the Big 12, which will probably be Texas Tech, will be one of those four.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if anybody else from the Big 12 is going to get in.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think we're sitting here. I know Sankey earlier this week was advocating for eight SEC teams to get in.
Yeah, I mean, that's Sankey's
job, though.
That's
what he does. Absolutely.
That's Sankey's job.
That's what he does. Yeah. He's basically like, oh, you don't want to guarantee us four? How about this year we're going to have eight? It's not going to be eight, but it could be five.
I hate the guarantee
I do
spots.
Too.
I hate, and I'm sorry, I hate the automatic bids for like Marshall and in South Florida. I'm sorry. Just give me the best 12. I know it's not fair. I understand that.
Yeah, but it's not fair.
Yeah,
it's not fair.
It's not fair, but I don't care. Give me the best 12.
No, I'm with you, but it doesn't. Does it need to be fair? Most of the rest of it isn't.
It is not. Andy Barker, they don't have the same amount of money as all those other schools and everything like that.
Right.
So yeah, just give me the best. Give me the best 12, and let's go from there.
And I don't know. Maybe there'd be an odd year where that team did win the game, but Boise State was pretty good last year, and they pretty well got smoked mm-hmm. in the game that they played in. So I don't need to see. I don't need to see Cincinnati. Cincinnati's in the Big 12. I don't need to see South Florida play against Texas A&M or whatever. But again, I don't know. If I was a South Florida fan, I would say,
what
are we supposed to do?
And that's the thing about it. I won't disagree with it. It's like fuzzy. Y'all need to go. I'm like, hey, that's what I'm talking about.
No, I know. And we're still in this gap era where there are teams that are in the college football playoff reality
mm-hmm.
but aren't in a power conference,
mm-hmm.
that won't exist for long.
No, it won't be.
In, I don't know, 5 years or so, everybody who has a chance to go to the college football playoff will either be in the Big Ten, the SEC, the Big 12, or the ACC,
mm-hmm.
or they'll call it something different, and it'll be a super thing and whatever. We'll get there. For now, it sucks because you're kind of on the outside looking in, and you got to try to make yourself marketable. That's what South Florida's doing by winning football games.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't win.
You got to make sure you're not on the outside looking in. And we had this conversation with teams that were in major conferences as everything shifts. All right, you've been Vanderbilt. You've been allowed to get the same slice of the pie as everyone in the SEC. Now they're good.
They're good.
And you're good at the right time. Same thing with Indiana. Perfect time to get mm-hmm. good as they're going to start kicking people off the island. Texas Tech took a great opportunity where the Big 12 landscape shifted, where Oklahoma and Texas left.
And they took advantage
of it. And it was basically, all right, who's going to be the...
Let's go for it.
Because anybody could be the face of that...
Let's go for it.
...of that conference. There's no, natural face, and there's new teams in it and all that stuff. And Texas Tech was like, all right, we got this billionaire. He's going to give us all of his money. They spent $7 million on their D-line, mm-hmm. which is more than some lower-level ACC schools have for all their NIL budget,
mm-hmm.
which is fine. It's within the rules. I'm not criticizing, but that's why they're where they are. That's why for the first time in my life we're talking about Texas Tech's defense.
Because it is freaking nasty.
Yeah, and it's never been.
It's nasty.
They didn't even care about it before.
Yeah, man.
We're gonna score 50. 70. We don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But their defensive line, their defensive front seven is nasty. Mm-hmm. They get after you, man. But, I mean, you look at the ACC, and, I mean, it's so weird because it's like, they're getting one team in, maybe.
Well, they have to, right?
Don't they?
Isn't there a rule, or maybe not?
There are no more automatic bids. There's no automatic bids for
it's the five highest about, ranked yeah, conference they were, champions.
I think they were talking, if somebody like
so, there could be two non-power.
If it's four. Like South Florida, South Florida and James
right,
Madison,
right?
Or yeah,
yeah.
Whew,
so
boy, would that be?
Yeah, but I just and that's going back to what we're talking about. How is Miami in front of Georgia Tech?
Because they beat Texas A&M.
Huh?
Because they beat Texas A&M.
Who did?
Miami did.
Miami beat Texas A&M.
Oh, sorry. My bad. Texas A&M beat them because they beat who did they beat? They beat
they beat Notre Dame.
They beat Notre Dame. That's okay. My bad. Okay. That's what I meant. They beat Notre Dame.
They beat Notre Dame. Okay.
That's why.
Okay.
And Georgia Tech hasn't, with all due respect, the schedule that they've played up to this point, they haven't really beaten anybody.
That's true.
The best win they had was Clemson, and Clemson's not good.
No, they're not. But still, I mean, you're telling – in your opinion, is Miami the best team in the ACC?
Oh, God.
I think the most talented team.
I don't even know. I honestly don't know.
Is this pure talent?
I think so. I do think so. I do think that they're the best team in the ACC. Because I think that they have a unit that's legitimately, like, high level, their defense. I think their defense is high level.
Yeah.
I don't think they're very well coached. I think their quarterback is fragile.
Very much.
Yeah.
Very much.
Okay, but who's better than them? Like, look, that's the problem. And I know that two teams have... It's not a good conference.
The ACC is crazy. The ACC has everybody doing what you just did right there.
Yeah.
For some reason. It's like, because Virginia has one, even though they lost their two ACC schools, they only have one ACC loss.
Yeah, but they're not good. You've seen them play and they're not good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and so.
Pitt might be the best ACC team.
It's possible. We'll see.
Yeah.
They've got an opportunity to prove it over the next few weeks.
They're going to give
Notre Dame the game this weekend.
Yeah, I think that for sure. And even if they don't, they still, you know, they've got Georgia Tech and they've got Miami. So if you're the best team, then you beat those other teams that are kind of in the mix.
The coach did that.
What?
You know, don't matter. Not saying it don't matter. I just don't like it.
He just was asked if it was a must win, and he said, no, it's not technically a must win.
I don't like that.
Which is true.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes it's true. Sometimes, you know, she might have a third chin. You just tell her that it's for catching gravy or something. You know, you don't got to tell the truth. Embellish a little bit.
I know. I know you don't care one way or the other, but we give coaches a hard time for never saying anything interesting. I'm not going to give a coach a hard time for actually being honest about something during the season. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because he's right. They lose to Notre Dame. You know, they still finish the ACC season 7-1 and go to the conference title game and win the conference title.
You know what's funny about the NFL? If the playoffs started, the Chiefs would not be in. If the playoffs started today.
Yeah.
Like, if Denver beats...
You know what's cool, though?
If Denver beats them, Andy, they'll be up.
Yeah, they'll be 5-5. Like, that would be... Yeah. That's a really big game for the Chiefs.
Because if Denver beats them, Denver will be up, like, 3 in the division itself, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, this is a big damn game.
It is a really big game.
This is a big game. This is a, like, can Bo Nix play well game?
Yeah, he can't.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Because, I mean...
Now, at least it's in Mile High. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the playoffs don't start today.
Yeah.
And Kansas City's really good.
They'll probably figure it out. But, yeah, that's why I was like, damn, if they don't win this game, they're going to be like, it's going to be the first time in a while.
Yeah, at a certain point, like, and same thing with Baltimore, and it kind of happens with teams that you think are going to be good and then something happens to them. But at a certain point, it's like, hey, man, you just lost too many games.
Yeah.
Like, we think that you, when healthy, are one of the best teams in the league. But
when you weren't healthy and guys were suspended.
That's the fun thing about the NFL. Is that it's math.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Just win.
You don't have to. There's no committee.
There's no style points. Yeah.
There's not going to be anything at the end of the year where it's like, we should get in because of this. Like, no, you lost too many games, so you don't get to do it.
No, you're not in it. You're not. You have to be at home. And now you're out of it. And I got, man, I was listening to Steak and Sandra this morning. I didn't realize that Paul Feinbaum walked back all the stuff he said about Bobo. Like, he was trashing Mike Bobo and Gunnar Stockton.
Yeah.
Trashing, like they
should fire him.
Yeah, no, but it wasn't the fire part. It's just the name calling.
Oh, really?
Like, Paul, like, if you look like him, you should never be able to call nobody no name. if you look like that guy,
yeah,
you should never be able to call nobody no name.
Also, like, if you're a professional radio host, you shouldn't be calling people names anyway.
Well, I call people names all the time.
Not really.
I do.
Who?
I mean, you're not a professional media member, though.
That is true.
Right?
Radio host. That's why I did say radio host.
But I'm not a professional, though. I'm just a radio host. No, I'm not even a host. I'm a guy.
You're volunteering?
I'm a radio guy.
They're not paying you for this?
I'm a radio guy.
You should renegotiate that.
I'm a radio guy. That's what my profile says. Radio guy.
Show's going too good for you to be doing it for free.
I'm a professional, but I'm a radio guy.
Got it.
Yeah. I got like a 401k and stuff. tomorrow or Thursday, join Dukes and Bell for a special broadcast brought to you by Miller Lite from Joe's Sports Bar in Alpharetta. Let me get you ready for Thursday night's game while enjoying the Miller Lite special. That's Dukes and Bell tomorrow, 2-6 at Joe's Sports Bar on Jones Bridge Road in Alpharetta.
There are a lot of people that don't have national radio shows, though, that are walking back stuff they said about those two guys, too. I mean, they're playing good.
Yeah.
Their offense is good. Gunnar Stockton's good. At some point, like, can we just accept Kirby knows what he's doing?
I've always accepted.
I know. I'm like, you know, I'm just going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I know the quarterback doesn't cross this box or that one, and this guy went the other place, but I don't know. I feel like Kirby probably knows what he's up to.
Oh.
Showing it.
Yep.
All right. We'll come back and get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. We've got some fresh Raheem Morris audio from Flowery Branch talking about some of the injuries. Some good news, actually, on some of the guys that have been injured the last couple of weeks. Mark Schlereth going to join us at 1:20 as well, our Odyssey NFL insider. We always talk to him on Wednesdays to get a big picture view on what's going on with the Falcons and the NFL at large, and an AMA an hour from right now as well.
All right. So, you know, sometimes when you're got a little of that sauce in you that you start, you know, I order. I got, like, all these damn vests and all this crap, and most of it, when it comes to the door, like, when the hell did I do that?
You got a bunch of vests?
Yeah, man. You see my, I wore my vest for you Monday.
It was nice. It was red,
thank
right?
you. Yeah. I wore it for you.
The red fleece
yes,
vest.
Yes, I wore it for you.
I liked it.
Thank you very much, Andy. I thought of you when I purchased it. That's why I don't know why I got four of them.
I liked it. Sorry I waited till Wednesday to compliment
yeah, but
it.
I got, yeah,
it's really nice.
Yeah, I got, like, four of them.
Because I got mine on today.
For whatever
so.
Reason. Okay. But no, I just saw this because I don't drink wine, but I got 20 bottles of award-winning international wine coming to my home.
Great.
Don't remember, not a wine drinker.
What was it that?
It was on Groupon.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on Groupon. Now, I don't know how I get these bottles off of Groupon, but yeah.
Right. What kind of wine is it?
Award-winning international wines, Andy.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all it says in the cat.
Some wines, like a variety. Yeah. Probably. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been on a big wine kick.
But I ain't on a wine kick, so I'm trying to see why I bought all this wine.
Did you join a club?
I probably did, Bo.
Or, I mean,
I also drink. We drink wine.
Let's
too,
not ignore. Let's not ignore the pattern here. Though.
I'm not a Groupon guy. Though.
I know, but you're. But it seems like you're becoming more of an Andy guy, though.
Oh, hell.
Wines, vests. I mean. You know, I know you're an island.
Yeah,
you know, you're not influenceable. But yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm
dog.
Not sure.
Next thing you know, you're gonna be in the backyard kicking up your feet. You're gonna start admiring this tree.
Yeah, that's a
next
possibility.
Next thing you're gonna be telling me about tree. The difference. But yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell's going on? Got 20 bottles of damn wine coming.
There you go.
Yeah. Or no, it says I gotta redeem the Groupon.
Redeem it.
Might as well.
Yeah, man.
Why not, hell?
Might as well.
Why not? Drink some
extra wine.
Drink some wine. We got all this damn candy. I saw something on TV the other day. They had different candies that match up with wines.
Huh.
I was like, yeah, they're very
doing wine pairings with candies.
Yeah,
huh?
Dog, it's pretty interesting, all man. Right. I was like, because you got kids, so I'm pretty sure there's some leftover
there's
Halloween
candy. There's so much candy still at our house.
And so it's like, it says for Reese's peanut butter cups, nice Cabernet.
Okay. I guess like, yeah, like chocolate,
I don't know.
Dark wine.
I can concur on that one.
For Butterfingers, a Chardonnay.
Oh, okay. An oaky shard.
Yeah. Sour Patch Kid. A nice Sauvignon Blanc.
Come on, man. That's ridiculous.
A nice Sauvignon Blanc.
That's great.
That's probably accurate. We just do chocolate and red wine because it's delicious.
Yeah, chocolate and red wine is kind of a natural thing. That's like a, you know, like a Valentine's Day thing or whatever, but that's really funny.
I thought it was really funny. Fruit candies, a rosé.
That's good, man. Yeah. Like a little starburst and a rosé.
Starburst and rosé.
Nothing says highbrow like that. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing a Lobo.
So typically I would save the sports adjacent stories till towards the end of the back page. But something happened yesterday that I got. This is the main story. Could be the lead story, not really, of the show. It's a pretty good one, man. Pixar wins again. The trailer for Toy Story 5 was dropped yesterday.
How the hell? Wow. Who else? Is Andy dead?
No.
Well, Andy's kind of moved on.
Yeah, he has.
Oh, okay.
Andy now, handed the kids down to another. Handed the toys down to another kid, Bonnie. That's right.
Oh, so, okay.
Bonnie is the heroine in this one, the female lead. I guess she's around 11 or 12 years old. So the trailer, it's only a teaser. But
she was in kindergarten in Toy Story 4.
Yeah. So. There's a knock at the door. It's an Amazon or whatever package.
Uh-huh.
Bonnie gets the package, goes to open it. All the toys are trembling about what's going to be in the box. Is it going to be a new toy we can play with? Bonnie pulls a
iPad,
lily pad out of the box.
It's an iPad, right?
It is a handheld device.
That's interesting.
The evil character in Toy Story 5 is going to be a handheld device.
Huh.
The toys are going to be battling against a screen.
Interesting.
The most perfect storyline for another Toy Story movie that they probably could have.
That's a super
very interesting,
appropriate, topical storyline. Yeah, that's great.
Yes, very interesting.
And I mean, I don't know. It's been a while since Toy Story came out, and if you don't have kids, there's a pretty good chance you haven't kept up on the series. They've been, I would say, like increasingly good. I think Toy Story 4 might be the best one of all.
Toy Story 4 is Olivia's favorite as well.
I haven't seen past one.
We've seen it probably 30 times.
Two was okay. Three was good. Four was great. I don't know. We watch them all the time.
For a one through four, they are among the best movies if they're all just good. I expect nothing less than five.
The only person that can watch it now won't sit still long enough to watch it.
Right.
Yeah.
Once he gets there, though, he's
not sitting there long enough to watch that.
Well, that's the great thing, like, because, you know, from when I was last watching Pixar, Disney movies, whatever, in like 1993, until Lily got old enough to watch one, like, 2 years ago, I didn't watch any of that stuff. So we had a whole catalog of stuff to catch up on. They're good. Like,
they're very good.
Monsters Incorporated?
Yeah.
Incredible.
Have I seen that one? Is that the one where? No, I seen Monster University.
Also
I took
good.
I took Samson. I took some one kid to see Monster University.
Also good.
Yeah.
Coco? You kidding me? Coco?
Never seen Coco.
Dia de los Muertos? Check that one out. It's pretty good.
Pixar's winning.
Yeah.
Pixar's definitely
Now, there's
winning.
Been some misses, too.
There has.
I've seen all of them. But
do they do Inside Out too?
I don't know, but that
Inside Out, they were fantastic as well,
really,
and they're going to follow that little girl until she becomes an adult. Did you see that?
Sure.
Yeah, because why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
Because emotions change, especially in females.
That's right.
So I'm going to turn to Randy real quick for an update on a story that we brought to the table yesterday. So Mike McDaniel's wanting to blame AI on him going by a Bills bar in Miami trolling. Randy, you say you've seen video?
That's him. Footage. That just had a steel shot. That's his ass. Now, the elbow room is why I think it is. It's in Fort Lauderdale Beach, and when you're, it's on the corner. It's like Ocean Drive on Miami. There's the bars.
What's
the
bar
streets,
called? Elbow Room
and
bar?
The beach. So there's nothing. There's no houses or nothing. Miami. It's a row full of beach. So restaurants and everything.
You're right. Fort Lauderdale Beach.
Yeah, and so if it's where I'm thinking it is, then.
He brags about living in that area. So.
Well, he might live the other way,
But is there no residential areas?
There's not it's bars and hotels down that street. And so, yeah, whatever.
But even what's the worst to come out of, like, why not just admit, yeah, I went by there.
Yeah, exactly.
I flipped three birds. We're the Dolphins, and we just beat the Bills.
Exactly. Yeah whatever,
I'm fighting
man.
For my job, and this just helped.
Yeah, man, whatever.
I kind of think, though, his response, he's so deadpan and weird and sarcastic anyway. I think he was kind of admitting it yesterday with what he said when he was like, AI, right? Like, I think that was him
he could
sarcastically
have been,
being, like, trying to pretend to have an alibi even though he knows that he doesn't.
It would have been straight funny if they would have came and yanked his little ass up out of there. Because he ain't but a buck old Sim.
He's a little fella.
Soaking wet.
Buck old Sim.
So from petty head coaches to angry head coaches. So let me set this one up for you. So Rich Crimini is a reporter for the New York Jets over in New York.
They hate his ass.
Prematurely, apparently, reported that Garrett Wilson was going to be out for 3 or 4 more weeks after he re-aggravated his knee injury on Sunday. Well, that had not been officially reported by the New York Jets. Aaron Glenn has a press conference yesterday, takes offense to that when they start to ask him about injuries.
I'm going to pass on talking about injuries. Since Rich, he's not here, has all the answers, so you guys can get all the injuries from Rich. Now, so I go right into this game. Ask Rich. Well, I'm telling you to ask Rich. Well, you better call him.
No disrespect to you or Rich, but like we want to hear from you. You know, like
that you guys have been here. You guys have been hearing from me, but now since we're just reporting stuff, you know, that I haven't said, then maybe you should ask him.
Rich is a very not well liked dude in the media up there, and I always pride myself on Bunk when I was a player is not being a insider, meaning not being a guy who a source.
Right.
I always prided myself on not being a source, and I've known who the source was on certain teams. And you just it's one of the things where when you see him coming around, you go about your business. Man.
Yeah.
You go about your business.
I don't even. Why would anyone even do that with an injury? Like, why would you give away?
Trying to break a story.
Can't keep a secret. No, I understand why Rich Cimini would want to report it.
Want to be friends.
Okay.
People like to be friends. People like to be friends with the media. Why? Why?
Now I'll tell you who does not care about being friends with the media is Aaron Glenn.
No,
I don't think it matters one way or the other how he's handling that. They need to win games, but he has made his choice on how he's going to go about talking to the New York media.
He's a Bill Parcells guy. He's a Bill Parcells guy.
Yeah. Joe Patrick would never report false information, but he does rub feathers the wrong way. How close were you to getting Raheem to call? Think Joe's ever going to get called out from somebody that'll make it to a national radio show in New York or something?
No, I don't think it would be Joe. Joe fights with other media.
Yeah.
Joe likes to throw.
Joe sets other media guys straight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Zeno's the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zeno's the guy.
There you go.
Yeah, Zeno's the guy.
When, like, Arthur Smith used to kind of get after D-Led a little bit.
Yes.
They would kind of do that sometimes. But, yeah, I think that there's probably.
Yeah, it's Zeno.
Probably Zeno.
Yeah.
So, after bookending week 10 of the NFL with 10-7 games on primetime.
Oh, yeah.
Here's John Gruden on Thursday night football games.
Let's start with Thursday night football, man. What a treat it is. No preparation, no time to recover, no chance. Get rid of these Thursday night games. Dump them. It's not fair to the players. It's not fair to the coaches. Who goes out and tries to perform at a high level with no preparation? Dump these games.
You know the funny thing about him? He always sounds the same. Like, he sounds like he's giving a pregame speech.
Right.
All the damn time. All the damn time. It was so funny. Was it? Yeah, we Monday when you like our monthly or weekly look at his son.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, just to laugh at him.
Duke Gruden.
Just to laugh at him.
Yeah. Look, not a fresh take. I mean, everyone sort of agrees that Thursday night football is certainly not been a great product, but also not great for the players. Obviously,
the trying to get the preparation for a Thursday night game, it's a bear.
Right.
It is because. You know, you think about it, you're coming out, you're getting in on Monday. You may watch the film from Thursday. Don't have to, maybe, I mean, from Sunday, if you have to travel and everything is just, it's a short ass week.
Right.
It is, man.
Of course.
Short week at all make up, or does the longer week, the 10 days after, make up at all the 4 days before?
Nope.
Not at all. So you'd rather just get rid of them too?
Yep.
As a player?
I've always been.
And everybody knows that.
Yep.
The league doesn't care.
Yep.
It's a standalone game. You know how much Amazon's paying them for the Thursday games?
Yep.
There's a reason why the Thursday matchups have gotten better.
Yeah.
Amazon kicked in a little bit more money to get better matchups on Thursday.
Yeah, nobody wanted to see
night.
That other crap, the color rush.
Nobody.
Remember that crap.
But you know what we'll be doing tomorrow night at 8:15?
Watching them play football.
Watching the Jets and the Patriots on Amazon Prime. Even if you don't have a login, you'll find one from somebody. Or you'll get one.
Still an ass login person.
I got no problem with that.
Oh, I got a big problem with it.
I hand them out.
Big problem.
You need a log. You need Prime login. Get in my DMs.
Got a big problem.
I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that. But
you open it up.
Share your logins.
No,
they'll be fine.
That's your actual Amazon account, bro.
Yeah, somebody paid.
Oh, is that what it is?
You have cards and addresses.
Okay,
attached.
I'm not going to actually give the Amazon thing out. I'm just saying, like, share it with your cousins. It's fine.
Hell no.
Bezos will be. All
I think it's on Twitch for free. Go watch it there.
Do whatever. Do something. Do something. Fight the power. That's what I'm getting at. We're taking a real stand here. We'll get back to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.